Welcome to Talking Walking's 2020 Visions. I'm Andrew Stuck, the producer of Talking Walking Podcasts. 2020 has been an extraordinary year. The COVID pandemic has changed our travel behaviour for the foreseeable future, and a new normal has yet to evolve. Many governments have encouraged their citizens to walk more in their local neighbourhoods, to undertake essential errands, as well as for better physical and mental health. Changes are being made in our streets to accommodate social distancing, with more outdoor space being allocated for entertainment, leisure and hospitality. Looking further into the future, what might the world of walking be like in 20 years' time? We invited people to share their vision of the world of walking in 2040. We asked them three questions and to record their answers so we could share them here. We asked them to tell us who they were and from where they were calling, and to outline what work they were presently doing that involved walking, as well as their 2020 vision. The voice you are about to hear is that of Julie Poitras-Santos, an artist and curator from the USA.
Hello, I'm Julie Poitras-Santos, and I'm talking to you from Portland, Maine in the United States. Around the world, some 79.5 million people have been forcibly displaced. 5 years ago, in 2015, Europe received unprecedented numbers of refugees and migrants arriving by boat, but also overland on foot as a result of the Syrian war. In recent years, increasing numbers of Central American migrants and asylum seekers have arrived at the southern U.S. border with Mexico, traveling by foot, as well as other modes of transport. Experts agree that severe drought played a major role in triggering the Syrian war, as well as conflicts in other places. In Central America, during the extreme drought of 2018, crop losses in the dry corridor left 1.4 million people without adequate amounts of food. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees reports that in 2019, nearly 2,000 disasters, most of them weather hazards, triggered 25 million new displacements. Climate change is a threat multiplier, and the last decade was the hottest on record. Even without significant changes made to our way of living, the planet will continue warming for the future. By 2040, still more people will need to move, and many of them will be moving on foot. The COVID-19 pandemic is but one symptom of our perilous climate relationship, one that for the moment has kept many more privileged travelers, such as myself, home, and encouraged greater attention to our local contexts. This summer and fall, I organized Platform Projects Walks, Ecologies of the Local, here in Maine. The project mobilized 20 artists and scientists and over 150 community members to consider climate-related changes through walking. Leaving minimal trace, participants used walking as methodology and research to listen to the surround and respond, locating the unnoticed and unheard, and in process revealing the intrinsic value and complex network of interactions between organisms and their environments. Walking allows a human-scale interaction with the environment, unfolding at the pace of 3 miles an hour. Ecologies of the Local allowed us to foster new ways of seeing, propose speculative futures, and expand or cross disciplinary boundaries, in particular creating bridges between sight, visual art, and science, but also importantly with indigenous understandings, foraged foodways, and public space policies. Making connections and establishing affective, active conversations between diversely intersecting communities and encouraging a sensitive attention to the context we inhabit in proactive ways seems crucial to addressing the critical problems of our time. As we witness massive climatic shifts and changes, we know individuals will be walking not only for pleasure, but also out of necessity. I think an intimate understanding of our local ecological environments, some of it fostered through walking, will be necessary to moving forward. And for those who are walking toward a new life, that knowledge can serve as welcome ground for future care and well-being in 2040 and beyond.
We will be publishing further 2020 visions. If you'd like to record a 2020 vision of your own, then please follow the instructions you'll find on the 2020 Visions page of the Talking Walking website. From there, you will also find free podcast interviews of artists, activists, and professionals from the world of walking, and of those who have a passion for just taking a walk. Talking Walking and the 2020 Vision are written, recorded and produced by Andrew Stuck of Rethinking Cities Limited and the Museum of Walking. Our artwork was created by Ian Martin of Aardvark Graphics and Auburn Lowe. And the music was composed and performed by Simon Sanders of Easytronic.